This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Lili Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok Ben Doiv, also L'schus Kol Chayle Am Yisrael, also L'schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are in Asunim, B'tzaro V'Shivya. We're up to Meseches Sanhedrin, Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav. The last Mishnah in Meseches Sanhedrin, and with this we will conclude Meseches Sanhedrin, make a siyum on it. Hamasnabe B'Shem Avodah Zarah. We're talking about people who are do an avera that is chayev the misa of chenek, of strangulation, and one of them is the person who gives some kind of a prophecy in the name of Avodah Zarah. In other words, he says, "This and this Avodah Zarah told me to tell everybody to repent, to do this and this, to whatever it is." Right. So, Misnami b'shem Avodah Zarah, person comes and says a nevius in the name of Avodah Zarah. V'omer kach amra Avodah Zarah, this is what the Avodah Zarah told me to tell you. Afilu kiven es halacha, even if it was the correct thing by Yiddish halacha, meaning letame es atame, in other words, he happens to know that a dead person is buried right here, and therefore this place is tame, but he comes and he says, the Avodah Zarah told me to tell everybody that this place is tame. And he's saying it in the name of the Avodah Zarah. So that is a Misnami B'Shem Avodah Zarah, even though he's doing the correct halacha, and he's telling everybody that this is really what's Tameh, is really Tameh. Well, the Tahar Satar, or if he knows particularly that this happens to be a Tahar piece of bread or a Tahar item, and he says it in the name of the Avodah Zarah. He doesn't just say, I know that this is a Tahar piece of bread. He says, the Avodah Zarah came to tell me to tell you that this is Tahar. Habal Eishes Ish, a person who has relations with a lady who's married to someone else. Kevin Shenichtesal Shus Habal. So what is considered married to someone else? When this lady went into the Rishus of the Baal Lanesuin to be married to him. As we said before, there's two parts to getting married. Nowadays we do them both together at the same time, but in those days they did them a year apart. One is Kiddushin, a person would give someone either a ring or any other worthy piece of item or anything that's worth a Shavapruta. And he would say, Hareyat Mekudeshes Li, you are now Mekudeshes, separated to me. And that's the Kiddushin part. But he didn't have her enter into his Rishus. He didn't make the Nesuin. He didn't consummate the marriage. And that happened a year later when she would leave her father's house and go to his house. So now, sometimes he wouldn't be the one to actually go and walk her out of her father's house and bring her to his house. She wouldn't walk alone necessarily from her father's house to go to his house. Sometimes he would send shluchim. He would send some kind of a shliach, a taxi, an Uber, or whatever, to pick her up, and it's his shliach. Now, once it is in his shliach's rishos, it's also considered as if it's in his rishos. So, kimi shenichnas rishos habal. Since once she went into the rishos of the baal lanesuin for the purposes of being married, afal pisha lenivala, even though she didn't actually have relations with her husband yet, still habo aleha hareze bechenek. He actually gets punished with chenek. If people come to Beis Din saying that this bas koyin, a lady who's a daughter of a koyin, had znos, but it turns out that they're lying, that they're not saying the truth. There were people that came and said, "How can you say that you saw this happen when you were with us at that time?" That's called zomimin. If you were with us somewhere else, if the way that the testimony is refuted is by somebody saying, you can't say that testimony that you were there watching this happen, whatever that is happening, you couldn't have watched that because you were with us in some totally other place, then, and we've mentioned this many times, but that's called zomimin. Those zomimin usually get whatever punishment would have gotten to the defendant, now go to the edim zomimin. And that's the word Zayimim means. Zayimim means what they wanted to do, that they planned to do. But an Abbas Koyan, an Abbas Koyan Nuvayla, when they come and they say, we saw this happen, then it's an exception to that rule, which they get chenek instead of getting the sreifa that the Abbas Koyan would have gotten. Anytime they have an Edom Zoyman, you usually get that same exact death punishment that they would have inflicted upon the other person, that they would have put upon the other person that they were trying to say was guilty of this. Except for the people who are the exception to that rule is the people who are the Zoyman of a Bas Koyan, and her, the one who had relations with her. Nishlema Maseches Sanhedrin, Hadrinalach Maseches Sanhedrin. Yasha Koyach, have a great day, and Simin Tovu, Mazel Tovu, Mazel Tovu, Simin Tov, Yehelanu Lechol Yisrael. Okay, Yasha Koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.